Hello and welcome to Already Saturday.
It's Already Saturday. Welcome to it.
Well, we're going to have to confess something straight off the bat. It's not actually Saturday yet. We're recording this a few days early. It's Thursday night. We're doing late night shopping. We're coming live from Coles. No face masks.
You've broken the fourth wall.
I know. I'm sorry. But it's because we're going to be talking about a few things that may have slightly changed in status.
I'm Phoebe, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm Nathan.
We're journalists. We're your hosts from Sydney. So welcome to it.
Yeah.
How have you been, Nathan?
I've been well. I've just been waiting to see if the Olympics get cancelled or not.
It's so crazy that they're still talking about we might cancel the Olympics. They've been saying that they start tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're saying we reserve the right to cancel them. We may cancel Tokyo 2020.
That's ahead of the organising committee for it as well. Is saying, like, we don't know what COVID's going to do. We might cancel it.
Mm.
And COVID's actually the least of their problems because they're in the middle of a heat wave as well. So it's like, I looked at the weather for next week. It's going to be hitting like 32, 33 degrees for most of the days.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got a typhoon warning. So there could be a typhoon, which will, you know, we'll get 100 meter records as the wind just blows them across the line in 4.5 seconds. It's all pretty exciting stuff.
There's a lot happening in Tokyo 2020. It's still called Tokyo 2020, even though they're having it in 2021. They retain the name.
I suppose it's just so historically it looks nice and neat. You need it to be like that. It's like how this is going to be called Already Saturday, even though it's already Thursday night.
It's such a funny thing because the Olympics usually fill me and I'm sure everybody else with such feelings of hope. And this I feel sorry for.
I'm filled with dread.
I'm filled with feelings of pity.
Yeah.
For the city of Tokyo.
That's what they hope to inspire, don't they? The Olympics. Feel the pity.
Feel the pity. Well, I just suppose I feel like it's going to cause, it's just going to be a ruinous event that is going to financially decimate the city and be terrible for the citizens. And
it also feels like the best athletes aren't necessarily going to be there. Like, especially for Australia, Nick Kyrgios isn't going to be there. Like, obviously we're going to field a lot of very good athletes in very good teams and
Ash Barty's going.
Yeah, Ash Barty's going, but Kyrgios isn't going.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, who is our best basketball player, is not going. Our best female basketball player, Liz Cambridge, or however you pronounce her surname. I think it's Cambridge. Yeah, she's not going. Like, for America, they don't have a first-rate team. LeBron James won't be there. He's too busy doing junkets for Space Jam 2.
But I'm sure some stars that we don't know about that will become revealed to us as they win all the gold medals.
Yeah, I don't want to shit on it. I'm sure it's going to be good.
That's what always happens with the Olympics. You go, oh, I didn't know about this person, and now they're a mega star because they won gold or silver.
Yeah,
or
and everyone gets really excited about, like, trap shooting or something for 2 weeks. Someone from Australia just comes out and wins some really weird thing, and then everyone pretends they're into javelin for a few weeks.
And there's some events that I'm really excited about that I didn't really know existed, like canoe slalom.
Oh, yeah, that
Then I looked it up and I went, oh, no, I knew that existed. I just didn't know. And I like saying the words canoe slalom.
Yeah, canoe slalom. It sounds like an awesome punk band that I want to be in.
And then I was looking at all the events and going, oh, I can't wait to watch that. Like trampoline gymnastics. I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Apologies if that's not what it's called.
Yeah. Actually, in the year 1996, that was held in my backyard in Morpeth. Front flip. And then the one where you do the front flip, land on your bum, bounce up on your feet, then another front flip.
What about where you go really high on the trampoline and then one of your legs goes into the springs?
Oh, yeah. That's on the blooper reel. And the double bounce.
That where gets you on ridiculousness.
Where you jump, you land just as someone else is landing and make them stack it. I went to a trampoline center a few years ago for some work party and there was a big sign saying, like, do not double bounce each other. So it's a thing that's made its way out of backyards and into the professional tramping world.
You forget about double bouncing until you're on a trampoline. Until
you're faced with the realities of being an adult in a trampoline center.
When you're a child, you truly fear when someone starts doing that to you.
Stop it. That's slack. You're being slack. Have you heard of a thing called the NIV? It's the Nike Ice Vest. And the American Olympians have it over there. And it's basically what it sounds like. It's like this vest that's got all these pockets in it, like these triangle-sized pockets that they fill with water and then freeze it. And so they have this NIV center that they've set up at the track and field, or they're going to set up at the track and field. And the American, like, runners and all that will go in there, put this vest on minutes before they have to go out on the starting line, so that their body temperature, their core temperature, is really low, and so they don't heat up too quickly. Like, that's how insane Tokyo is at the moment. There's, like, humidity.
Isn't that, like, a performance-enhancing vest?
Yeah. PEVs.
Is that the same thing as... I saw the American team has a... I guess it's like wearable tech, and it's a jacket that is not a vest, a jacket that has its own air conditioning system in it, and they can just wear that around to keep them cool.
Yeah, well, I remember Kathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics when she had that big kind of aerodynamic
suit,
full body suit, and people were saying it was cheating. Like, they're saying it's kind of like, where do you draw the line with that kind of stuff?
Well, I don't think it was enhancing her that much,
yeah,
to be honest. I mean, maybe it was.
The guy on the motorbike fast in the Tour de France, he was a bit much. But, you know, that Kathy having that, she was going to win anyway.
The American team also got Skims from Kim Kardashian as their official undercover.
Oh, wow. That's a good get for Kim. By the way, so congrats to Kim, who is officially a billionaire now, according to Forbes.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's due to the success of Skims.
Yeah.
And which you can explain what that is, by the way, because I assume most people aren't up on the Skims train.
Well, it's her undergarment label. It sells underwear and bras and robes and things, but she also sells t-shirts, which are presumably sort of in the undergarment world. But I think a lot of people just wear them as clothing, and the label is sort of expanded into just apparel.
Yeah, which and of course very, it's going to.
It's very successful. It's quite expensive, Skims. Like, it's about $80 Australian for a t-shirt or a singlet. And then their bras are about $50 Australian. It's very, very good stuff. Like, and there's, with that style of clothing, apparel and undergarments, there's not really I can't think of a competitor in the market that is that high quality for that price. Like, the competitors are all about the $200 mark. So
that's why she's a billionaire.
Yeah. She's because her makeup line is KKW, Kim Kardashian West.
Yeah.
And KKW Beauty, and her fragrance is a KKW fragrances, yeah. I think that's what they're called. Or maybe they're just called KKW as well.
And the W is about to be an XW.
Yeah, she's trademarked a new name. I think it's Skins.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say KKK or something.
Yeah. I'm sorry if that's a wrong name. But yeah. So she's getting out of having West in her last name. So maybe we'll move on to that in a second. But I wanted to say about the Tokyo Olympics that a lot of people are saying no spectators there. It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think it does kill the vibe a bit.
But don't you feel like a lot of people watch the Olympics from home anyway? That is the experience
of most of the world. But not for the athletes, don't you think? Like, the experience for the athletes has been, like, cheered on by a cauldron of seething fans who are there, and it's this once every 4 years thing. I think it's just going to have a slightly kind of ghost-like atmosphere, especially the opening and closing ceremonies.
Mm.
Like, that's kind of weird.
I just read, though, that it's going to be watched by billions of people, which I'm sure it will be. So I suppose in the moment it's going to feel quite, well, they are sort of in an empty stadium, but they've just sort of got to keep in mind that billions of people are watching.
Yeah, of course. But it does seem like those, you know, when all the bands started playing live concerts in empty theatres for web, like, people watching at home, it's kind of a bit like that, where a lot of the energy goes both ways.
Mm.
It was like when you watch footy with no crowd, it's just not the same. There's something missing. There's some kind of, you know, there's that human, that life, like the arena. It's why home court advantage is so important for sporting teams.
Nothing like going to the footy either, being in the crowd, it brings something out of you. It makes you feel very masculine.
Not me. I feel more feminine around all the guys going, come on, but come on.
You know, Emmanuel Macron is going to be at the opening ceremony, and Jill Biden and Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yeah, so. She will. After she got. Oh, by the way, we haven't even mentioned the fact that Brisbane won the Olympics, the 2032 Olympics. First ones to allow robots to compete, I believe. That's a future spoiler. Sorry, guys.
It's going to be amazing. Good for you, Brisbane.
Also, Tokyo next week, flash flooding. So it's going to be stifling heat and humidity, maybe a typhoon, possibly an earthquake, and then some sweet, sweet flash flooding. So good luck, everyone at Tokyo. Have fun.
Guys, we should have acted on climate change. And
yeah, no.
We didn't. And this is, well, hopefully by 2032, that'll all be sorted out.
Yeah, I think it will. And because the whole world will be under a dome. So should we go back to the W in the KKW? Because I believe Mr. Kanye West has a record that's due to drop tomorrow, which is Friday, which is yesterday. But
do you think it will have dropped?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's on the release schedules, but it was on the release schedules 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He also...
Rumours were that it was going to drop 2 weeks ago as well.
Yeah, he's done so much. Yeah, he's done so many missing of deadlines. Kanye doesn't care about that.
I reckon he wanted to, like, just drop it as well, like... do a Beyonce and just be like, oh, it's out, but that didn't happen. Now there's all this hype.
Yeah, well, it's definitely finished, because I know he's done, like, he did a private listening party where Kevin Durant, the NBA player of all people, he was one of the people there, and people online going like, oh, it's amazing, it sounds great, like, Kanye's back kind of thing. So
he cried on stage.
That gives me...
Or he got emotional on stage.
Yeah, I mean, that gives me hope that it's a good record. It's the divorce record. How can it not be great?
Is it a divorce record? I mean, it's Donda.
It's the post.
It's about his mom.
Yeah. Well, but there was named that before. I mean, also, who knows how long he's been working on it. He could have finished the entire thing before they even divorced.
There's a song about him getting out of Calabasas, reportedly.
That's going to be good.
Remains to be seen if that actually exists.
I mean, you guys might have heard this album by now.
Hopefully we have.
Yeah.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Tweet at us.
One of our friends said that he's not sure if it will be good, but I think it will be good when Kanye dropped those 5 albums all at once.
Yeah.
They were all great.
Like One a Friday for 5 Fridays. Yeah. They were all good and the quality was good and they were all recorded at the same time.
Mm. They're underrated, those albums. People should rave about them like they do his other stuff.
Yeah, I think it was just too much stuff. People haven't yet digested it all. They'll come back and look at it.
Mm.
The gospel one? Not for me.
Oh, that one was terrible.
Yeah. But I feel it's going to be like Dylan's religious albums where people, like with time, when you see where it fits in the catalogue, people will kind of go, actually, that was really underrated. That's quite good and it's got really good arrangements. Or like it. I feel like that'll be one of those albums that people revisit.
Mm.
If only because it was so badly taken at the time.
Mm.
Yeah. Shall we move on? Anything else to do on these subjects?
No, maybe we'll talk about Kanye more when we've heard the album.
Yeah, we will next week. And we'll talk about how the Olympics got cancelled also next week.
Do you want to take it somewhere nicer? Do you want to go live in a better place?
Yeah, let's like... We're talking about climate change. We're talking about COVID.
Let's start a new society.
That's a good idea.
Mm.
Has anyone else had that idea recently, Phoebe? Our friend of the podcast, Mr. Pete Evans, he's gone and got himself a commune, hasn't he? He's gotten mixed up in a little thing called Nightcap.
Amazing story, very well investigated by A Current Affair.
Yeah,
is it? Yeah.
I mean, they followed him around.
Yeah, they got on the property. They got threatened by his people. Very good. So Nathan.
Yeah.
Contacted Nightcap Community and asked if he could join.
That's true.
And they sent him some
materials. They sent me some brochures to see if I was serious about it, which obviously I am. So first of all, Nightcap is a intentional living community. That's how they frame it.
Mm.
And the word allegedly is going to fly around a lot in this segment. So it's allegedly a bit cultish. We're not going to say it's cultish, but we're going to read the questionnaire that they send you, and you can make up your own minds as to whether Pete's kind of got himself caught up in a cult.
They describe themselves here in this letter they sent to Nathan as...
hey, that's a private... That's correspondence between me and Pete.
They describe it as a 3,500-acre intentional, alternative and amazing sustainable community in northern New South Wales. I should add, I did some reporting on this last year.
Yeah.
And...
Before Pete was involved, right? Or no. Just as he got involved?
No, just as he got involved. Well, it's as he, like, went to market with it. And he... And at, it has no electricity or running water.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah. I mean, it that also doesn't mean doesn't you can't
have,
live there.
It doesn't have DA... Well, it does mean that because it doesn't have DA approval. So,
yeah,
you can't build structures on it. And you also can't, like... So basically, it's this big parcel of land, and they're looking for investors, one of which may just be me, if they play their cards right. And what you buy in, you don't actually buy any land. You buy shares in the company that owns the land, and those shares entitle you to access, exclusive access to like a, I think it's a 2.7 acre block. So you have exclusive access for that block. And then you have access to the rest of the place, and they promise it's going to be a community centre. They say that it's all going to be kind of, you know, it's a commune.
That's what it says. It says here that it truly gives us faith that we are not alone in our desire to build a better world and a more sustainable future for our families and tribe. The land is sacred and beautiful and should be invited to tour. And then they make it very clear in this letter, and then throughout, there's a questionnaire that you have to fill out. They make it very clear that you have to be chosen.
Yeah.
It's like limited spaces.
You have to be one of the chosen ones.
You have to give them your money. You have to be willing to give them your money, but you also have to be selected.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's...
Which is where the questionnaire comes in, because they need to ascertain...
Only 20 or 30 people will be selected.
Yeah, it's limited.
Okay, so do you want to, shall we get into the questionnaire?
Yeah, let's get into the questionnaire.
So. Okay, so it's the getting to know you questionnaire from Nightcap. Yeah,
and it starts pretty boring from memory. It's just all your name, address, etc.
They want to know all your family members and their age.
Yeah, that's the ones that will come and live in paradise with you.
Your current address and how long you've lived there. And then just some like personal details.
Yeah, all the usual form stuff. It's just a normal form.
Are you a system trained professional? What is your current job? Are you currently employed? Are you looking to change profession? How could you be an asset to our community? What time frame do you want to buy in?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Do you have the money right now?
Why do you think you are ready to buy in?
Lots of questions about the money, isn't there? Yes. There's like four or five that come in a row. Just go boom, 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 boom.
Do you have the ability to get to the farm in the near future?
Yeah.
No, COVID. Do you have the ability to buy into the community share outright now? Now is in capitals. Yes or no? I.e. the ability to settle in full immediately if invited and without the sale of assets such as your business or your house.
In other words, you're not going to get a mortgage approved to buy into this thing. So you need to have cold, hard Bitcoin.
The share price is as follows. If you buy in June.
So I've missed that window.
Yeah. But it was $355,000.
Yeah.
If you buy in July, could still jump on that. $365,000.
So you got a week to buy in if you're listening and you're interested.
August, $375,000. Oh. September, $385,000.
So hang on, you got to get in quickly or the price keeps hiking up.
Market pricing on all shares / sites to apply after issuance of DA.
Oh, yeah. So there's no DA, in other words?
So this is hot property. It goes up in value $10,000 a month.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
For a bunch of like undevelopable bushland.
No water, exciting. Or electricity. Yeah. No plumbing.
And there's a dam that's what do you call those places where a dam is meant to be, basically. So it's unlikely to get a DA. The mayor of the Tweed Shire Council has been very clear about that. I did a bit of reading about this.
Oh, what if they got all this money?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready to purchase now? If yes, how are you able to do so? I.e., I've sold the house. Or no, we would have to sell the house / shares. Then you just tick a box. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm selling an orb on my website for $15,000 that cures COVID, so I'll sell a bunch of those.
If no, what is your expected timing and the likelihood of you being able to sell in that time frame?
Amazing.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, it's getting good. These are hard questions. Okay.
What are your true thoughts on the current coronavirus and worldwide lockdown situation?
Oh, well, we know what answer they want.
Do they want to know that?
They want to hear the word plandemic.
So you need to have between $365,000 free and clear to give to these people and tell them your views on the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah. As long as there's no other mental invasive questions.
Have you already or are you willing to download the government's coronavirus QR app?
They don't want to be traced. That's why. If you've got it, they're just going, no, we can't have anyone with that app because the government knows where they are at all times.
Next question. What are your thoughts on vaccinations, (compulsory vaccinations, and alternative medicine?
Okay, well.
Then there's like a very big box, the biggest box so far for you to give your thoughts.
Yeah, because that's where you go into stream of consciousness.
What are your thoughts on guns and firearms ownership?
Oh, there we go. Now we're hitting cult territory. Guns and firearm ownership.
Hopefully he got us into this community, Nathan.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how I go. We'll load up the hovercraft with
guns. Have you watched all/any of the suggested viewing video links that have been sent to you? And did those videos resonate with you?
Yes, it did. It was a half hour video. I did watch it. It's pretty exciting.
What was it?
Oh, it's just their introduction video. It's the one that they showed parts of on Current Affair where it's got Pete sitting there going like, you know, love.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
connection.
It.
Yeah. It's the one that they pulled all that footage from. But it's quite crazy.
Yeah, the one where Pete's going, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
If purity, connection to Earth, Mother Nature, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, you don't have to go to guns. Church.
Guns.
Yeah.
He doesn't say that.
Guns, plandemics. Planned mass suicide, that's good enough for me.
Are you looking to work within the community or run your own business from the community? That's fine. Have you had any farm or gardening experience?
Yeah, because everyone's got to pull their weight in a cult.
Have you heard of earthships or other sustainable building techniques?
There we go. I looked up earthships. They're basically little, like, they're exactly what you'd imagine they are. It's a little hut.
Yeah, isn't that just a sustainable building?
Yeah. Yeah. In other words, we don't have DA approval, so you're going to have to build yourself a little yurt.
Yeah, then it says, what type of dwelling/home are you thinking of building on the site if invited to join? But they're not allowed to build this time.
Yeah, but if you build a spaceship that takes all the followers to the Hale-Bopp comet following behind it, then it's
that's
fine.
That's not what an earthship is. But
yeah. What else? Come on, I need to know. That's all the exciting ones, isn't it? From there, it just goes.
Well, the last question is,
are you willing
do you have
to
strong religious or philosophical beliefs? If yes, please explain a little more. Then they ask them if they're vegan, vegetarian, omnivore, or meat eater.
Yeah, and then doesn't it say, like, there's no right answer?
No right or wrong answer.
Are you willing to be skinned and sacrifice a limb for the god Pete? Are you willing to hand out flyers PM run?
It's very odd.
Yeah, the whole thing is weird. So there's going to be a little cult that Pete Evans is getting involved in.
And what are your thoughts on the media and the government and how they handled this pandemic situation? Do you like animals?
Oh, yeah. They also say you can have pets. You can have as many pets as you want living there. But you have to keep control of them because we know that dogs will run wild if they're in
then
a pack.
Then there's like a word cloud.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, so can we read out the... Is there 21 words or something like that?
I won't read them all out, but...
Them all out. Come on, and do it with...
Look at the following 21 words, no context, and rate them in order of priority to you. Then there's words like loyalty, sovereignty, safety, security, justice, profit, governance, compliance, sustainability, leadership. Yeah, that's very odd.
Yeah, that's where it ends, isn't it?
Yeah, and then it's just like, lastly, what else should we know about you? Don't be shy.
Well, I've never joined a cult before, so this is my first time, guys. So are you sure this is going to be utopia? Because I've heard of a few other cults going sideways, but this one sounds right. Anyway, here's 400 grand. I assume that it's going to be all right. And I'll come live with you, my Lord and Saviour, Pete. We're going to be hearing a lot more about this, aren't we? This isn't going to just go away.
It's Pete Evans so is such much, a huge... It's so much money.
Yeah, it's insane. Allegedly.
What did you think of the Princess Diana statue?
I mean, no statues look good, do they? But as far as bronze statues go, was it bronze or was it gold? I can't quite remember. But she's there with two little kids. It looked like a Michael Jackson statue. And the kids aren't like Harry or
I was not expecting you to say that.
Yeah, they're not Harry or Wills.
She's Michael just Jackson there with was two her friend.
Kids. Yeah, well, they both were healing the world and making it a better place. And his statue's pretty awful as well, his big one. He's just pointing like a hero.
And is there a Michael Jackson statue?
Yeah, it's on the front cover of his history record, if you have a look at that, people playing at home. It's just him kind of doing a point. And, you know, it looks like him because he looks like a statue anyway. He's very cartoonish, so he was quite easy to capture. But, you know, it's a bit much, isn't it, having statues to humans in this day and age?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit dowdy.
Yeah.
She's in like a knee-length skirt, which is an odd choice.
Yeah.
Put her in a nice dress.
Yeah. Put her in a Kendone koala jumper.
Yes.
But actually, like, have that, like, have the woolly jumper recreated as a huge size.
We should have a Kendone woolly jumper or a Jenny Key woolly jumper statue in Australia somewhere. Maybe in the Blue Mountains. That would be good.
Yeah, like, well, we've got Big Banana, Big Everything Else. Why don't we have the Big Woolly Jumper?
In the mountains, a Jenny Key one.
Yeah, she lives up there, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I might write to the council.
Yeah, and they'll go, yeah, we've just been decimated by bushfires. We've got a few other things to sort out first.
These are from some of our show notes from the last few weeks, the statue chat. Because we didn't get to record the last few weeks, and I've just got in my notes that we should talk about the statue of Tony Soprano that's at a train station in Lithuania.
Oh yeah, it seems so weird as well. It's so out of place. It's just this big statue of Tony Soprano. That's exactly what you said. We'll have to put a photo of it up on Instagram.
Yeah, I might.
It's too hard to explain, but it's
I might
just,
make it our
it's baffling.
I might make it the logo for this week's episode.
Yeah, sounds great. All right.
You'll only know what's happening if you listen to the very end of this episode.
You'll go, oh, good, it's a Sopranos episode. Let's listen. And then you'll
go, oh, no.
You'll go, why are they talking about
Pete Evans chat?
Why are they talking about Kim Kardashian's underwear line? What is this? You'll go, oh.
Oh.
You're breaking my balls with this.
We might leave you alone now.
Yeah, on that terrible accent, we'll leave you alone.
Thanks for listening to Already Saturday. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Already Saturday.
Yep. Give us a 5-star rating if you feel like we've earned it.
But subscribe to the show as well.
Yeah, subscribe so we can just pop into your feed. And we're also on all of them. We're on like Apple, we're on Stitcher, we're on Spotify. We're all over the place. We're wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in next week when it will be Already Saturday again.
Bye.